Blog Talk Radio.
There are no words, no phrase I could create. There is no melody that I could make. How do you sing about a love so deep without feeling like you missed something? I could try, but I could not explain.
This is host Reverend Stan, and I want to welcome every one of you and listening today. We're going to be talking about sowing seeds for Christ. Sowing seeds for Christ. Everything that we do in our lifetime for the Lord is sowing a seed to build the kingdom. A lot of people don't understand what there is a great big calling for us to do the right thing when we're out on the street. We're representing Christ to do the right thing because we sow seeds in everything that we do. When we're walking in the fire of God, we've got to represent Christ in the right way and love people in the right way. And there are some people, I really believe, that you don't understand that, you know, what you have done. And you think you have not done a lot to sow any seeds for Christ, and you have. A simple conversation with a brother or sister or friend on the job can open a whole door for Jesus to walk through. When we sow seeds, we're just there to open the door of what if, you know, into their mind. And when we open that door of what if, it has a breezeway for Jesus to walk into their life. for them to think. And when we open that door into their mind, into their spirit, to their soul, Jesus can come in and the Holy Spirit can come in and move more with that, because as a believer, you know that you have the Holy Spirit working with you and working through you. So when the Holy Spirit is working with you and working through you, and you're speaking to a brother and sister in Christ, or a brother and sister is not in Christ yet, but is going to be a brother and sister, that the Holy Spirit will be working on behalf of Jesus through you, and so on. I mean, you can tell them a story about your testimony, and you might say something, and they don't want to, give their life to Christ yet. But the Holy Spirit has already been let loose through what you have been doing, and he will be working on this person. And the next person they run into, that the Lord can be working through them also, and there will be a harvest. So I've got something here, I'll say, in John 4. And I'm going to start at 27 and read down to 38. It says, "Just then his disciples arrived, and they were amazed that he was talking with a woman. Yet no one said, 'What do you want?' or 'Why are you talking with her?' Then the woman left the water jar, went into the town, and told men, 'Come see a man told me everything that I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?' They left the town and made their way to him. In the meantime, the disciples kept urging him, 'Rabbi, eat something.' But he said, 'I have food to eat that you don't know about.' The disciples said to one another, 'Could someone have brought him something to eat?'" They're thinking, well, could have someone brought him something to eat while he'd been sitting here before we got there? You know, maybe they brought him some bread or water, or maybe this lady fed him. I mean, they didn't know. So Jesus goes ahead and says in 34, he says, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me." He said, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." And Jesus told them, "Don't you say there are still 4 more months, then comes the harvest? Listen to what I'm telling you. Open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ready for harvest. The reaper is already receiving pay and gathering fruit for eternal life. So the sower and the reaper can rejoice together, for in this case, saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you didn't labor for. Others have labored, and you have benefited from this labor." And what this is getting at is that all through the Old Testament, Isaiah, all the way through the Old Testament, all these prophets had work to do through the Jewish faith to bring forth the Messiah, to prophesy about the Messiah, to get them ready for the Messiah. There was, you know, Daniel, Isaiah. There was just so many different prophets, even all the way down to Moses, to Abraham. And the promise to Abraham was so very strong that, you know, his children would be like stars in the sky. And all this will come through Jesus to open the door for the Gentiles. And the Gentiles will, you know, multiply the kingdom amongst the whole world. And Jesus was that seed. He was the Messiah that was promised.
And that Messiah that was promised.
One that was going to create, you know, the whole Christian faith and just completely open it to an extreme manner. And that's how it is with us, you know, building the kingdom for the Lord Jesus Christ. It starts with one word, one promise. Then the Holy Spirit goes through and he finishes the job. The harvest is big. There's people out there that's willing and wanting a new life. But nobody will talk to them. Nobody will speak to them. Nobody will say a word to them. They're scared. They're scared of what they will say. They're scared of what they'll do. Nobody will lay hands on the sick and pray for them because they're scared nothing might happen or something will happen and they don't understand what to explain. First thing off, the disciples understand everything? They certainly didn't, but they just listened to the Lord and went and did this. Yes, they failed at times, and they conquered at times, but they kept on doing what they was told to do. There's even a time in the Word of God where, you know, the Lord sent them amongst people to pray and raise the dead and to cast demons out of this boy, and the disciples just didn't have the will to do it. They just didn't have that faith that it took that Jesus had. Jesus had that knowledge that nobody else had. He had that strong faith in the Father because he knew the Father more than anybody in the world knew him. He loved the Father and had that close and passionate relationship with the Father that they didn't. So when that sickness came, when that disease came, he spoke and it happened because he had that relationship with the Father. And that was the same relationship that he spoke in the Word of God for us to have the same that he has with the Father. Now I'm telling you folks, that same relationship you can have. And he told the disciples, he's like, how long do I have to be with you to learn this? What I've been teaching you and showing you, how long do I have to be with you for you to learn this? What is wrong with you? You have saw this on a timeless basis with me. What else do I have to show you? So he set the boy free. Brothers and sisters in Christ, there's so many different people out here that won't hit the streets, that won't pray for the sick, that won't see anything. They don't want to see anything. And there's so many brothers and sisters that I know that sees healings every day, sees Jesus working through them every day. Why can't you do that? Why can't you do that? The harvest is great. The laborers are few. Be a laborer. The harvest for Christ. Sow a seed for Christ and then reap the harvest. Or sow a seed and somebody else will reap the harvest for Jesus. He just calling for you to go and just do the job that he commanded you to do. We all cry out for Jesus to do everything for us. But he commanded us to do this. He didn't command himself to do this. He didn't command the Father. He said, for you ask the Father and you shall receive what I've asked for. Did he say, cry out to me in every minute? No. He said, ask me, and I will ask the Father, you will receive. You know, talk to the Lord, and I will get the glory out of this. But you never ask. You never do anything. How can anything be accomplished here on this earth? How can anything be accomplished here on this earth if you never do anything? If you fail one time, you fall on your face and you give up. How can you receive anything from this? You can't receive a dime. And then Satan gets his honor and laughs at us in our faces. Brothers and sisters, I don't think I want that. I think I want to bring Jesus to glory, and I want to trample the enemy underneath my shoes. I want to spit in the enemy's face and say, I told you, Jesus is the King. You are nothing but a serpent underneath my foot. Who are you giving the glory to is my question. Who are you giving your glory to? Are you giving all your glory to the Lord Jesus Christ or the other one because you're just too scared? Brothers and sisters, I love every one of you, and I'm just telling you, you got to stand when the trouble is very hard. You got to stand. Yeah, you'll see healings. You'll see God manifest in front of you. You'll see glory in front of you. You'll see what Jesus, you know, what the disciples did on the streets back 2,000 years ago. I've seen this myself. I've seen Jesus move through me. I've saw Jesus move through my brothers and sisters in Christ, friends in the Healing Light Show. I've saw this. But when times get hard and you sow those seeds for Christ because another brother and sister will reap the harvest for the Lord. Or maybe you will. So this time I'm just asking everybody, you know, sow those seeds. Don't be scared to talk to somebody about Christ. Don't be scared to talk to somebody in the store that's sick and pray for them and see a result. I don't want you to go and expecting nothing. I want you to go and see a result because you will see a result. If your Holy Spirit filled and Jesus is living within you, you will see a result. I've saw this. We've put people on the street and we've saw this time after time when the Holy Spirit would come upon people and heal them. Got testimonies. This isn't a joke. This is real. And we have saw people, you know, we have saw things where we lacked. But we've always came abundantly for the Lord. And we've always saw results. We've saw people get healed. But we're all still learning and processing. As disciples, you watch them all through the Bible, all through the New Testament, when Jesus, you know, newly taught them this stuff, newly taught them how to walk like him, newly taught them everything, and they fell and they stood, and they fell and they stood, and they learnt as they walked. Until a point like Paul, people would get healed just being around him, because he built himself up to that standard and to that faith that nothing could shatter that. Nothing could shatter his connection with the Lord. Nothing could shatter his connection with the Father. Nobody could shatter that connection. Of course he got stoned. He got beat. Peter got beat and got killed and rose from the dead and went on about his way. This walk is not easy, folks. I'm telling you, this walk is not easy. But the glory is worth it. The one we work for is worth it. He's worth it. And when your day comes, you're going to be so thankful for what you did. And if you don't do nothing, when your day comes, you'll be wishing, why didn't I? And the glory that others will receive, you won't, because you did nothing. You don't want to go to heaven just receive, hey, I made it. You want to receive everything that you could. He does say in the Word of God, he said, you know, when he entrusted gold to his servants, and one servant came back and did nothing with it, and then he took away what he had. But the ones that invested in that money that the king gave him, the king gave him even more. He gave him any more. So these gifts that Christ has given you, are you doing anything with them? Or are you sitting on your couch watching TV and just doing your everyday life and doing nothing? I'm telling you, folks, do something. And you will see God's glory. And you will see everything that disciples see. You just have to stand up and do that. And plant those seeds and reap that harvest. And I'm going to go right into a song. It's called The Kings and Queens. I will be right back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Stan with the Healing Light Show, and today we're talking about sowing seeds for Christ, sowing the seeds for Christ. And we just got done talking about, you know, John 4, and we got into 27 and read down to 38 and talking about, you know, how Jesus was sitting with the lady at the well, and he was talking about how big the harvest is, but he has no workers. And I was just talking to people, you know, how to be a worker. You know, some of us is workers. You know, we may had hard times, but still stand up, and God still reproduces for you. And he loves you so much. And the thing of it is, you know, a lot of people don't really understand, you know, the big thing it is to coming into the kingdom and coming to the Lord, because when your day is up, you know, healing is great. I love healing. I love seeing people get healed. And that's a lot to my ministry. But at the end of the day, I want to see people going to heaven. I want to see them get saved. I want to see them come into the kingdom, because that's more important than anything, because I don't want to see nobody in hell. I don't want to see nobody in hell. We don't know from day to day when we're in that car or on that street or we're on our job and something could happen. You know, we don't know that. And if you're not saved, there is one thing that I do know. You won't be going to the Lord if you're not saved. If you don't trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you won't be going to him. You will be accepting the judgment. You will be accepting the judgment. And with Jesus Christ, he took all that judgment from you and put it on himself. And that's one thing that, you know, that is very important to me. And healing people and seeing the power of God working through people, that's very important to me, too. I love to see people get healed and transformed. But at this time, I'm going to go into the healing part. And if you got any ailments, any situations going on in your body, I ask you just to place your hand on that. If it's headaches, you know, pains in your knees, you've had surgery, you need surgery, anything that you feel that you have sickness. And at this time, I will pray for you. And we'll see Jesus do some amazing stuff as he always does. So at this time, in Jesus' name, I ask you to come upon the audience now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I command all sickness to go. Command all sickness to go. I command pain to leave now in Jesus' name. I command migraine, spirit of migraine. I bind, rebuke you, command you to leave and go to the dry place. I command all intestinal problems to leave now and never return. Spirit of infirmity, you leave these folks now. Take authority over you, and I command you to leave their intestines, leave their bodies, and never return. Go to the dry place and never return. I command pain to go now in Jesus' name. And I really feel there's somebody that's wanting to receive the Holy Spirit, and I ask you just to put your hands out now in Jesus' name. To say in Jesus' name, I receive a Holy Spirit, Jesus, to say, fill my belly with rivers of living water and baptize me in the Holy Spirit as you did the day of Pentecost to the 12 disciples. I ask you to just baptize me now. Just say this with me. Just baptize me now in Jesus' name. Father God, I ask you just to pour your Spirit upon this person now. I also baptize them in fire, Lord. Just fill their bellies with rivers of living water. I ask you just to fill them up. Fill them up now, Jesus. Fill them up now. There's some people that need a refill. I ask you just to refill them. Fill their bellies up. Fill them overflowing, Lord. Command this now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, just come upon them in power right now. Just reveal yourself to them. There's people that just wants a touch from the Lord. Sure. I ask you just to touch these people. Reveal yourself to them now in Jesus' mighty name. Reveal yourself to them now. Bring your peace that passes all understanding. All the things they're wanting to know, I ask you just to download this into them. Just reveal this to them now. Reveal it to their heart. Reveal it to their mind, Lord. I command depression to leave. I bind and rebuke the spirit of depression. I command it to leave in Jesus' mighty name. I command you to leave these people and never return. Go to the dry place and never return in Jesus' name. I command depression to leave, migraines to leave in Jesus' name. I command hearts to be healed, Lord.
I command their heart to be healed. I command the wound to be removed. I plead the blood of Jesus upon that wound. Lord Jesus, I command their heart to be healed. Lord Jesus, come upon their heart and just heal that heart. Remove that aching and that pain. Just bring your peace upon them. Give them understanding, Lord. I command this now in Jesus' name. I command anything that needs to be healed in our body, I command it to be made whole. I command bones, muscles, kneecaps, leg bones, tendons to be made whole now in Jesus' name. Tendons to be made whole now in Jesus' mighty name. I command feet to be made whole, bones and feet to be made whole, muscles and feet to be made whole. I command supernatural body parts to just to reappear there, and I command, you know, things that wasn't there, I command, you know, metal and backs to leave. I command the back to be made whole now in Jesus' name. I command the bones to be growth back. I command the disc to line up with the Word of God. I command the spinal cord to be made whole now in Jesus' mighty name. I release the power of God. I release the Holy Spirit that God put within me upon these people. I command them to be made whole now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name, I command this now in Jesus' mighty name. And at this time, if y'all don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and you want the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart and you want him inside of you for eternity, just say this prayer with me. Just say, Lord Jesus, I repent for all of my sins. Everything that I've done, I repent for, and I hand it all to you and your cross, Lord. Lord Jesus, I believe. I believe that you died on the cross for me. And I believe, Jesus, that you rose on the third day for me. And Lord Jesus, I want you into my heart for eternity. I accept you into my heart for eternity. Lord, you are my Savior, and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I ask you to come to me now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. If you've just said this prayer, he just came into your life and to your heart. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come upon these people in power and just reveal yourself to them. Reveal yourself to them now. Just fill them full of your Holy Spirit. Yeah, I just command them to be filled with the Holy Spirit now. Just hold your hands open and receive the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. I release the Holy Spirit. Father God, pour your Spirit amongst these people too. In Jesus' name. Pour the Holy Spirit upon them in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If there's any troubled families out there, I command that enemy, the enemy that's been on their family, the strong man that's been over their family, I bind and rebuke him and command him to fall off that family now in Jesus' name. I command their family to be put in order in Jesus' name. I command Lucifer to fall off of that family and off of their generation. I bind and rebuke him and command him to fall back to the pit of hell where he came from. I command this to be cut. All strongholds to be cut now in Jesus' name. I command peace upon their minds, peace upon this family now in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, I ask you just to release your angels upon this family and just put everything in order now in Jesus' name. Release us now in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to thank everybody for listening to me today. There was a lot of things that's been going on with the Healing Light Show. We did about 2 conferences this year. We did one in Maiden and one in Hickory, North Carolina. If anybody would want a conference to a church that needs to be taught how to walk in the power of God, that would like to do street evangelism, or if you want to start a healing room in your church and you just don't know how to do it, you don't understand it, you want to understand the power of God, just get in touch with us here at the Healing Light Show. You can go to Healing Light Ministries and get in contact with us there. If you want to see how our conferences look, you can go to the Healing Light Conference page. I think it's called the Healing Light Conference and Roadshow on Facebook, and you can see what we do. And you can see the people that plays music for our conferences, and they teach and preach, and we do all of this. And we got a lot of contacts that does this, and they're all connected to the show. So if you want us to come to your church, come to an event at your place, just get in contact with us. We'd be more than happy. If you just want to do a healing, just a healing event, you know, you just want us to come out and have a meeting at your house, he wants to come and have a meeting at your church, we can do that. So just get in contact with the Healing Light Show and just go to the Facebook page, the Healing Light Ministries page, send us a message, or just send me a message. And a lot of that stuff on the Healing Light Ministry page will lead you right to us, phone numbers and all the stuff that you need will be right there, and just get in contact us. But I want to thank you all for listening to our show. We do have videos on YouTube. It's called the Healing Light Show on YouTube. We are on Roku. We're on the Cowboy Church channel. Just look for North Carolina and look up Healing Light Show. At this time, we are working on the Healing Light Show to have their own channel on Roku. So we're many different places. And, you know, you can go right here to the Healing Light Show on Blog Talk and listen. We got over 200 to 300 shows we've done. So you can listen to ministers from all over the world we're interviewing here. But thank you for listening to us, and God bless you, and we will see you soon.
People drive by.